Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Depression, anxiety, panic attacks, guilt, self-esteem, and stress. Problems that affect individuals and families every day. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens is a licensed psychologist who has extensive counseling experience. Providing counseling from a Christian perspective, he specializes in helping people overcome these problems and build their self-esteem, reduce guilt, and improve marital relationships. Dr. Frederick L. Stevens, located in Port St. Lucie, is available at 772-398-4377.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart. I'll go as far as to say God doesn't even want to work with you. Now, He'll love you because He's our Father. He's a Father. He'll love you. He'll care for you. He don't want to work with you unless you're faithful. You don't even like working with people that ain't faithful. Amen. Yeah, you got a big job to do tomorrow, and all the crew call in sick. No, you want people that are going to be faithful. Amen. Moreover, it is required in a steward, God says, that a man be found faithful. Now, I understand there are always times where things happen, but we're not talking about those times. We're talking about the spirit of faithfulness. So if we're going to be approved to multiply, we want to multiply money, handle the money you have right now, right? Amen. It sounded like that amen was in slow motion.
Amen.
No, we want it to multiply, handle it right. Amen. I said, we want money to multiply, you got to handle it right. God watching how you handle money, how you spend money. Where you spend money, where you give money, and where you don't give money. God watches all that. But in order for things to multiply, anything to multiply, it must find the approval. See, some things can grow. You know, cancer is a cell that grows out of, you know, just multiplies. It grows out of proportion. It just multiplies, just grows. You know, the cancer cell. So all growth is not good. If it's not a good, you understand what I mean? So you have to find or want the growth that is approved of God. Amen. We don't want to just grow. We don't want to just be a bunch of folk meeting here and, you know, everybody's on another frequency and everybody do their own thing and nobody's, you know, tied into the vision of the house or nobody works together. Folk don't get along. We don't want that. That's a country club. We're the church. And we want to grow. We want to move in the same direction. We're on a mission. We have a destiny that's tied together. Amen? Amen. So we want approval. We want to be approved to multiply. Tell someone beside you, I have to leave the elementary teachings and press into maturity. You see, the reason why God dealt with Adam the way that He did, because He didn't want what was going on in Adam after he fell to just explode out of proportion. He didn't want what was going on in Adam. The sin nature was working in Adam. It was dominating Adam now. The designs and the patterns that were inside of Adam, they did not represent God. So God didn't want to reproduce that. But His mercy and His grace, He said, man will live 1,000 years. Man will live one day. They won't pass 1,000. Then death will come in. But 4 days after, or 4,000 years later, He sent the answer, which was Christ. Amen? So He didn't approve Adam to multiply in the state that he was in. You see, the way He created him, it was in him already. But He chose another path. And the path was sin nature. And so look what He's produced. Look at us. Come on. Look at yourself for a minute. Just look at you. But now, see, we've been redeemed. But look at humankind. A far cry from what God created in the beginning. But He had put it in Adam. And so He's going to reproduce and multiply. But He did a lot of that. And the line of Cain did all of that without God. Because God didn't want to reproduce that. So see, my point, could it be The reason why some things that you really want to progress and prosper are not because you're not producing it after God's kind or after the pattern of a son. See, it's tough sometimes to do things God's way in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation or world where folk doing wrong, cheating, lying, conniving, taking shortcuts, giving faulty product, you know, not keeping promises and all that. And here we are, we have to walk upright. Why is that? Because we have to produce after God's kind. Amen. God's not going to produce after any other kind. And that could be why the brakes are on some things. Amen. You know, I'm just saying that. Because, you know, sometimes if we're not watchful or vigilant, we can get or start operating like the world. I know saints that operate like the world and worse than the world. They'll do you more wrong than a sinner will. In Jesus' name. And dance and shout on it. Got your money. Ain't studying you. So, say it with me. Approve to multiply. Let me start with this. If we really want to multiply, we need to be in agreement with the Lord. You know, if I like the saying, he that walks with God is out of step with the world. That's a true saying. I don't see it in the Bible nowhere. I see where two walk together. The two can't walk together except they be agreed. Almost same thing. But if you walk with God, you're out of step. You're unique. You're special. You're different. So stop trying to just blend in with the crowd, because you won't. You understand me? You won't. There's something about you, the Christ nature in you, that distinguishes you. You're very distinct. Amen. Now, God desires that you model something for him. Therefore, you cannot be a coward. You can't be afraid. You can't be shy when it comes to Jesus. You can't, you know, put a bushel over your light because of intimidating spirits. God wants you to model the Christ within your life. Model Christ within your life. When we do that, guess what? He begins more and more to dwell in us richly. See, that's why it's important to be a doer of the word. If you're not a doer of the word, God can't work that word into you. He wants to dwell in you richly. Sometimes it means seeming like you're going to get left out. Sometimes it seems like people separate themselves from your company. Sometimes it seems like people mistreat you, talk about you, or do you wrong, and you've not done anything. But that's suffering for Christ's sake. Not just to reign with him, but to suffer with him too. But why? We do that so that he can work as we continue to model him and not let our anger and our flesh and our carnal mind get the best of us or dominate in our domain, but rather the Christ nature. Guess what? As we model that, he works that word into us till we become rich. See, you're not going to get rich in money until you get rich in Christ. I'm talking about God's way. There are folk get rich in money but have no character. It's messed up. But see, we want God's approval to multiply. And so he works the word in us through experience. That's why the disciples in the New Testament in the day of the early church could rejoice when they were beaten. You know, we ain't going to rejoice somebody beat us. We go call the police. We go file reports. You know, we're going to want them in jail. We're going to want money. Right? Come on, tell the truth. You quick to take somebody in church to court. Saints are doing it today like never before. Why? Because the world has conformed them. And it's about merchandising and money rather than first being made rich in Christ. It's wonderful when God can make us rich in wisdom, rich in understanding, rich in knowledge. When your heart is rich with joy, rich with peace, when you are rich with love, you're not in poverty. You have no lack of it. You're rich with long suffering. In Ephesians 3:17, Ephesians 3 and verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith. Now, we're looking at the principle, the way to be approved to multiply. That's a command. That's in our DNA. Amen. That's who we are. But you know, certain things are unconditional, but there are certain things that God says that are based upon condition. He's not going to suffer you to be tempted with evil or with good things above that you can bear. So there's a work that has to go on the inside of us, an increased capacity. God works the word into us till we become rich in the word. See, the world has it backwards, and some of the church can have it backwards because they find themselves going after the things rather than going after God. He's back to Matthew 6:33 that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And we all know that verse. We all give mental consent to that verse. But how many really allow that to be outworked in their life on a daily basis? Seek ye first the kingdom of God. How do you describe that? What does that mean to you? Seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What does that mean to you? How is it expressed in your life? Seek ye first. Somebody say first.
First.
It didn't say second. It didn't say third. It didn't say in your convenient time. It didn't say every now and then. See, we have to hold ourselves. See, when it comes to God, many times we kind of just brush it off as God understands. Because he loves us. You know, there's a tendency in the human psyche to take advantage of people that are meek or that are kind. The human beings tend to take advantage. You know what I mean? I had a little boy. We put up a goal when DJ and Joe put up the goal out in front. We had it back on the pattern and we put it out in front. And so I get little kids from time to time that come and want to, play on it. And I said, go ahead, play on it. And one guy comes up and he asked me, did I have a ball one day? I said, sure, I got a ball because we got plenty of basketball. So I give him a basketball. He's out there playing with it. And then he turned it into me and then came again another day. And he asked, did I have a ball? Did I have a ball he could keep? I said, well, yeah, you can take this one. And so he took it, and then he come back a few days later and he wanted to borrow another ball. I said, where's that ball? My cousin took it over to my auntie's and he never brought it back. I said, oh, yeah. I said, all right, you can play with this one. I give him that one. Then, I don't hear the ball bouncing outside no more. I go out there, he gone. He didn't live far from us. So I got mad one day. I drove past where he lived. I saw the ball sitting in the yard. I started to go get it. Just when he come over and tell him, somebody, where my ball at? I didn't do that, though. But, I had to kind of check him. I said, now listen, I don't mind you playing with the ball. But don't run off with it. Talking about you not finished with it. No, when you finish playing here with it, you finish with it. Bring it to the house, knock on the door, and give me the ball. nice little young man. But just the human nature. Come on, somebody say human nature. If it's not brought in check, you'll take advantage of stuff.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 3 of 10 Dimensions of Man's Call. If you want to be approved to multiply financially, the money you do have must be handled properly. If you want to prosper, you must do it after God's pattern. You cannot be afraid or shy because of intimidating spirits. God desires that you model something for Him. Model Christ within your life, and He will dwell with you more and more richly. You won't get rich financially until you get rich in Christ, wisdom, understanding, knowledge, peace, love, and long-suffering.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.